This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up momentarily, we'll be joined by John Kurtz. He covers the Kansas State Wildcats. We'll talk more about their Week 0 game to kick off the season against Iowa State. John, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. You know, I was just reflecting here as I'm waiting on hold about how you always have me on when something bad happens. I don't know. Can I come on when K-State does something good? Like, is that a thing? Am I just a bad guy? Have I accepted that role now?
I mean, John, you would have been on whether they had won or lost the game. It's not my fault that they lost. We were going to have you on regardless.
I feel like it was like all basketball season. You know, they ripped off that winning streak. They beat Kansas. That's your favorite thing, seeing Kansas lose. I couldn't come on then. I had to come on when it was drama and Doug McDaniel stuff going on. I just feel like that's always my role here.
Okay, you know what? That's fine. If you want to talk about drama, let's just start with this. When was the last time that you got into a fight in the middle of the street?
Oh, that's brutal. I walked right into that one, didn't I? That was not good. I have not. I'm sure this will be this will come as a surprise to no one, Carrington. I have not been in a fist fight in my life. That has not happened.
The whole thing about it is, I don't think this would be that big of a story if they had just got into a verbal altercation. I don't even know if it's that big of a deal if it's just like a single shove. You know, emotions happen. I mean, this was like an all-out brawl on the ground, had to be broken up. I mean, if you're somebody who believes in distractions, I don't know if there can be a bigger distraction than the quarterback's dad and brother got into a fight, not against the ops. They got into a fight with each other after a loss.
Yeah. It's not great. Not the best weekend, you know. I mean, K-State loses in a game that should have been a home game when, you know, close game, two pretty evenly matched teams. Sure would be nice to have a home crowd to help get you over the top there. Iowa State fans get to go take a sweet trip to Ireland, watch their team win, get arguably their toughest Big 12 game out of the way already. And then, after the game, you got to deal with all the drama that comes from that. I would say, at least as far as the distraction part of it goes, they did a nice job. I'm assuming a lot of this is the work of K-State's PR team, but they did a nice job getting that statement out there pretty fast to at least try to put as much cold water on it as you possibly can. But, you know, as we know in today's day and age, like, the video is what kills you. Like, there started being rumors spreading like an hour after the game that some kind of incident had happened, whether there was an arrest or not, which there was not, as it turns out. But, man, once the video gets out there, that's when it catches on like wildfire. Everybody's looking for clicks. Everybody's looking to spread it around everywhere. So you just saw every single little college football burner tweeting about that. And, yeah, I mean, you certainly could let it become a distraction. I think it'll be a real test of this team dealing with a tough loss. I mean, I will say Chris Klieman seemed like he was in a good mood at his press conference earlier today. Hopefully that's true for the rest of the team. Avery Johnson's a pretty mature guy. You know, I mean, say what you will about what's happened with him on the field. He handles himself really well off the field in interviews. Like, I don't imagine it will be too much of an issue with him, but it's not something that you want to deal with. You would certainly prefer not to.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz. He is the host of the Three Mall podcast, talking about K-State and their weekend in Ireland. What went wrong for the offense the first three quarters of the game? And eventually in the fourth quarter, both offenses started to pick things up a little bit. What was the issue early on in the game? What changed late?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, yeah, this is what kills me about this. I saw everybody, all your SEC buddies, Carrington, getting their takes off there in the first half about, this is what happens when you send the Big 12 over there to play this game or whatever. I mean, like, guys, let's all realize this is the first game of the season. It was being played overseas. The team showed up on Wednesday, right? Like, they're dealing with, like, a six-hour time difference. Probably just so many variables. You're playing a conference rival that knows you inside and out. These teams are very similar. They know each other inside and out. Then you throw in a rainstorm and they can barely keep the chalk, like the lines on the field for you to see anything. It's horrendous conditions. Like, what do you expect for the first game of the year when teams are breaking in everybody against somebody they know in horrible conditions? Yeah, you were going to get some sloppy football. Like, and then the second half, rain stopped and they started to figure some things out. And we got a really exciting football game with 31 points combined in the last 16 minutes, 24 points combined in the fourth quarter. And that doesn't include Iowa State basically scoring a touchdown there at the very end of the game. So I actually thought it's a pretty good football game between two teams that I think are relatively evenly matched. So that's a lot of it, man. I mean, go back and look at K-State's game at Houston last year. That was kind of the linchpin turning point game of the season. They were 7-1 before that. Seemed like that would be an easy win. And they played it in a downpour the entire game. And Avery Johnson threw a back-breaking interception. They were really struggling doing much of anything, throwing the ball. It just looked like in the first half, both quarterbacks, but especially Avery Johnson, were having a really hard time gripping the ball. I mean, he couldn't get much on those throws, and then receivers obviously were having trouble catching it. I think that was, compounding on both sides. Like, Iowa State had a lot of key drops. And, I don't know what Iowa State was thinking from the one-yard line running a toss sweep in those conditions, but they tried it, and it didn't work, and it turned into a fumble. So, shaking out the kinks, bad weather, bad conditions, having to kind of feel each other out against an opponent that's really similar that you played a bunch of times. I think, to me, that's basically what you got there.
Right now we're talking to John Kurtz, going back over the K-State game from this weekend. John, I'm a big believer that football games are usually determined by 5 to 8 plays that happen throughout the game. Like, there's those pivotal moments where if you make the play or miss the play, it determines whether or not you win or lose. Can you really boil this game down to fourth down conversions? One team was better at fourth down than the other team?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I think that's exactly where I would put it. Like, to me, the big picture takeaway from this game to me is that K-State looked a lot like they did last year to me, where relative to the rest of the Big 12, they've got plenty of talent. I think they're a good team with a lot of athleticism. I don't know that they have enough of an edge to make the plays like that when they really need to. And Iowa State has that. You know, we could debate who's the more talented team. I think K-State is probably a little more athletic than Iowa State is. But Iowa State's got some grinders, man. They're a little grittier, and they've got an edge, and they make those plays when it really counts. Even the quarterbacks, if you look at the two quarterbacks, and I know Avery Johnson took a lot of crap in the first half. I think some of that is because, like, it's not his fault, but the hype for him has been so high each of the last 2 years. But by the end of the game, the guy had a great line. And if you look at any metric, he outplayed Rocco Becht. I was just going through and looking at this. If you go by NFL passer rating, Avery Johnson was 117, Rocco Becht was 94. 117, if you look on the grading scale of that, is an excellent performance. Pro Football Focus, Avery Johnson was an 85, Rocco Becht was a 69. You'll look through the stats on the traditional stats guy. Avery had almost 100 yards more passing. He had 20% higher completion percentage. They were even in touchdowns and interceptions. But when Avery Johnson has a fourth and short and he's trying to run for it, he's just a little timid and he gets knocked back. And say what you will about the spot, I think it was a bad spot, but then you got to leave no doubt there. And he didn't. Very similar position, Rocco Becht in a fourth and one in the fourth quarter is running like an option play, and all Big 12 safety VJ Payne crashes down on him. Rocco Becht lowers his shoulder, dives forward, and gets the first down by like a yard and a half, 2 yards. So that's kind of your difference right now. There was a third and short. Avery Johnson had a tight end in the flat where he kind of threw it behind him, didn't allow him to like run and get the first down, didn't lead him. They didn't get the fourth and short. Rocco Becht has the fourth and three at the end of the game. Guy in the flat hits him right in stride. Carson Hansen ices the game. Like, that's kind of the difference there, is Iowa State made those plays. I think they have a team that is more apt to do that right now, and that's kind of why Iowa State is really – it's tough to argue with five of the last six that they've beaten K-State. They've kind of surpassed them as a program right now, and I think it's basically on that. I don't think they're more talented.
I'll get you out of here with this. We're up against it. This is obviously one of those kind of coin flip games that you need in the Big 12. Still, obviously, a lot of football to go. This one game does not define on whether or not you're going to win this league, but now you probably got to steal one somewhere else. What game in conference play now becomes even more important that K-State has to win because they lost to Iowa State?
I would for sure point to Baylor. So what's going to happen now is you've had three straight years of K-State with a lot of hype coming off the Big 12 championship. They've been the preseason favorite or one of the preseason favorites each of the last 3 years. Now they're going to fade. Everybody just watched them lose on a national stage. They're going to be forgotten about for a while. They're going to play North Dakota Army and then go to Arizona on a Friday night. They're not going to be in the public conscience when it comes to teams that are contending. What happens then after that, a month from now, when you go to Waco? I think Baylor's going to play for a Big 12 championship. I'm really high on Baylor. I think they're one of the prime contenders. That's going to be a very, very difficult game and one that I had penciled in as a loss before the season. But now, I mean, you have no room for error. Like, you can probably, I guess you could drop one the rest of the way and probably still be in contention for a Big 12 championship, but that's about it. I think that Baylor game is going to be huge, and that's what I'll look for. If they get the next three, which they should, but if they do rebound to do that, you got to go prove it in Waco that you can win that one.
That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show today. You know what? The next time we'll have you on the show will be after the Arizona win. How about that? Let's go ahead and pencil that, because I'm telling you right now, if you come on the show after North Dakota or Army, it will not be because of good news. It will be because something went terribly wrong, if that's the case.
If they lose to Army, dude, I'm refusing to come on the show. I will not. I'm going to just say that right now. Rob, don't call me. Lose the number if they lose to Army, okay?
That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show. John, we appreciate you.
All right, take care, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.